Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we get into the inner workings, the politics of the world of sports. I'm Michael Horn, along with the Sultan, the sports legend, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of safeties, the man who, of course, the acting superstar in the golden age of television, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. I hope everybody just had the best Thanksgiving. I had a great one.
You went to Las Vegas. Did you lay a little money down on the table, or did
I
you? Did you go to fast
this
food?
This was all family, grandkids. This was all young people, tiny people, very tiny people, 3, 4 years old.
The grandkids love.
I had a great conversation with a 1 year old.
Really?
Yeah, and he was. It was really hilarious. The kids, 5, 3, and 1,
right,
were literally by the end of the evening, about 7 o'clock, were staggering. They OD'd on sugar.
They did.
They were so out of it. They were drunk on sugar.
They were.
And the little one was rubbing his eyes, and he was holding a popsicle on his face. He had whipped cream all over him, and it was hilarious. I said, "So, would you want some more pumpkin pie?" And he just stared at me. He wanted me to hold him. You know?
No, Grandpappy.
Oh, he was out of it. He was drunk. He was like you the other day on your birthday.
Really, that true? Thank you very much. By the way, it was a very inappropriate card that you sent to me for my birthday.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. Fred always picks out the most insulting, wonderful cards of all time.
Well, they're memorable. They're memorable.
Now, you drove to Vegas. You didn't fly, right?
I drove.
How'd you get up? Did you miss the traffic? Did you go the right way going? Because you're in Los Angeles. You go out there on the 210 right out there, the Highway 15. What do you mean? No that's the way to go.
No, I didn't. Well, that's the way. You go that way.
Yes, that's the way to go.
No, you don't go that way. Well, you're near the 210. So you
are you.
You can shoot right across the deal there. No,
you could go the 134 right out to the 210.
I went to the 14 right out to the old highway.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
What did you do? The loop highway, or did you go 58?
I did the old road, 58.
The old road 58?
Right through Mojave, right out let's see. What's the name of that little place there? You come on Highway 15.
Acton.
No, Zizek's. Remember
Zizek's
that?
Road. Oh, is that where you
Zizek's
come on?
Road?
Oh, the 58 takes you right to Zizek's?
Just right.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It dumps you right above that.
All right, we got a lot to talk about on the show today, and we're talking about dumping yourself on Zizek's Road. So stay with us. We're in the Sports Lounge. Be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL. 844-91-STEEL. That's 844-91-STEEL.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at SteinerSports.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only acting legend, sports superstar, Fred Dreyer. You know, Fred, I was trying to go back because, you know, we got Donald Trump as president. There's a lot of fake news going around. Yeah. And I was trying to determine when the fake news was really real news. And I started pouring through some old newspapers to see when they were. And I determined that back in October of 1999, if you want to really keep notes of this, in fact, the LA Times from Saturday, October 2nd, 1999, and I looked at the letters to the editor, and there was a great editor. This was about the time, you know, when people were, and they argue about this every once in a while. You don't hear about it so much anymore because people just have accepted it, unfortunately, about AstroTurf, right? You played on AstroTurf as a player, right?
A little bit.
And the baseball guys have AstroTurf, and it's like a rug. It's like, it doesn't give. It's not like grass. It doesn't, you know, move.
It's an unnatural surface. It's very dangerous.
So I grabbed this newspaper because this was really true news, and I'm looking in the letter to the editor, and what strikes my fancy is this letter. Could I read it here on the show?
Please do.
All right, it says, the title here is, When Hunter Talks, NFL Should Listen. Now, this is October 2nd, 1999. This is almost 20 years ago. And it says, here's the letter. It says, and apparently this guy's genius that wrote it. It says, an important and timely message to the NFL Players Association. After playing on artificial surfaces for the past 32 years, it has become painfully apparent that you are still trying to figure out if it is safe or not. I have a question for you that I believe could go a long way in solving this problem for you. You may, if you wish, consult a scientist or nearby NFL spokesperson to assist you. Okay? Question mark. Would you here's the question. Would you rather play football on grass, comma, that tall green stuff in your backyard, comma, or play football on concrete, that stuff in your front yard that your ex-wife parks her boyfriend's Mercedes on, question mark. And it's signed Fred Dreyer of Studio City.
What? There it is.
You had to be caustic,
I'm in the record books.
You?
I'm in the record books.
You had to use the line about the boyfriend parking on
course,
the cement.
Of course. I know my. I know the people I'm talking to.
It's politically incorrect now because we all know there was a drought in California, so there is no tall green stuff. It's just AstroTurf in the backyard.
Whatever
now.
It is you can remember of grass, what it looked like. Everybody has their own interpretation of what grass is.
Did anybody answer this letter when you wrote this back?
I'm not sure.
This is way ahead of your time when you wrote
this. I just write them, send them in, and I move on. I don't know who pays attention or not.
That's pretty darn good. And you've talked about the problems with AstroTurf.
Well, it's still ongoing. You've got several injuries this year that were critical because directly because of AstroTurf.
I also looked around. Can I read one more letter?
Oh, please.
One, this is actually a column. This comes to us from a little older back. This goes October 11th, 1994. This is over 20 years old. Ooh. And Alan Malamud, who was one of the great sports writers of our time, wrote, he said, notes on a scorecard. And here's one of his thoughts. He said, what is the most difficult single game record to break in the NFL book? Pause. Fred Dreyer's two safeties made by the Ram defensive end against the Green Bay Packers on October 21st, 1973 at the Coliseum. And then he goes on to say, as for these Rams, the reason they get outscored in the second half almost every week might be that the opposition gets a wake-up call after taking them too lightly. Or at least it could be the defense has come to the conclusion that if you stop Jerome Bettis, well, you've stopped the Rams. So apparently he's criticizing the Rams as he goes along here with this. But he mentions you in this article here about your record, which still stands to this day.
Well, we always talk about it. 44 years.
44 years.
Yeah, it'll never be broke.
Two safeties in one game in the same quarter.
Yep, that's right.
Unbelievable.
But here's the difference. By one player. A lot of people have scored, you know, safeties, but yes. if you individually score two safeties in one game, that's a record.
That is a record.
I've got three or four total in my career.
It's amazing. So this is a record that will withstand the test of time.
I think so.
Yeah. And you did at the Coliseum when you did that, so it was on regular turf, it wasn't on AstroTurf.
That's correct.
That's good.
Yeah. So,
any other letters or anything we have here? These are kind of fun to read something. You feel every once in a while compelled, before you did your radio show, which you do now here on the Sports Lounge, to write to the letters of the editor, but you don't do that anymore, right?
Well, nobody, you know, you can post stuff. Now, I would post that, you know, nowadays.
Yeah.
I would Facebook it or squiggle it on, Twitter. I'd Twitter it. But, you know, for the most part, it gets out there. Alan Malamud was a good friend of mine.
He was a good guy.
And I got talking to him one day, and he said, send me something. I said, okay, here it is.
And he put that in there. And his brother was a tax guy. He used to do taxes for a lot of people, Alan Malamud's brother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he used to do Sweet Dick Whittington's taxes. I remember that. Lloyd, I think it was Lloyd Malamud, I think it was the brother.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little trivia question I threw out to you. I'm a little excited myself here on the show because, you know, a lot of people have been let go from broadcasting here recently due to sexual, some sort of problems that they've had over.
You have insight to that, don't you?
Yeah, I do a little bit. You know, misappropriate sexual information. So I'll tell you. I'll unveil it in the show later. We've got a new network.
Just before you get started.
Yes.
I know you got a nice little piece there.
Yes.
I so far have not been molested.
Good. Because my new network is SMRN. It's the Sexual Misconduct Radio Network.
Perfect.
And I got Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer in mornings. I got Bill O'Reilly afternoons. I got Harvey Weinstein doing movie news for you and personal hygiene. He'll be our editor there. I've got Al Franken as our news director, and news from Al Franken.
Uh-huh.
We got Kevin Spacey doing sports.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, you know, he plays a lot of stuff. He likes all sorts of sports and everything, you know.
Yeah, well.
Things the baseball, football. He likes a lot of things.
Ball-oriented.
Ball-oriented. And then we've got Louis C.K. doing the evening show, and overnights we have Bill Clinton with a new hot Dateline show.
Oh, that's a good choice.
That'll be a good one.
Bill's a good choice.
So I'm really excited. We'll be announcing that soon here when that network gets underway.
Well, I got to just tell you, I just have to add this to this. I'm really happy for you because I know
you
steamed over it for the last hour or two.
Yeah, I did. I did. So it'll be great. We'll have it good.
Yeah.
And
that segues into...
We got a lot of sports stuff to talk about here today. I know you're going to talk a little bit about USC in our next segment here. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We have to Colin Kaepernick has got a new gig, but...
Are we still talking about this guy? He's so irrelevant. Is it irrelevant?
Did he spend all his money already? He made some pretty good cash here when he was playing football, and he walked.
Well, he's giving money away. You know,
is he?
Yeah, he's. I guess he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's donating money to causes and showing up.
That's good. What he should have done.
Isn't he showing up here? He's showing up somewhere.
He's showing up somewhere. He's been out of a job for nearly a year, but he's looking to Hollywood now because. Well, we'll hold it off.
Is he going to get a TV show?
I think.
Is that what he's going to do?
I don't think he... Look, when you quit football, and I know you personally as a friend.
I was fired.
When
was
you
fired.
Fired...
They ran me out of there.
When they ran you out of the Rams, you went to school. I mean, you gave up. You were doing a color commentary on the CBS on the NFL. You went to acting school to learn your craft, and that's why you became one of the consummate great actors during the golden age of television and Hunter and all the other good shows.
Well, I mean, look, you have to figure out what you want to do and double up on it. I worked as a color commentator for CBS, and then I also at the same time went to acting class.
They wanted you to come back, and you said no because
you
wanted
to pursue it. They offered me a 3-year contract, actually.
They did? And
yeah.
You walked out just
and
like
I said, you know, I would rather put my efforts towards something I really want to do.
And, of course, the birth of the Hunter TV show.
Exactly.
We'll be right back in the Sports Lounge.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774. 5774.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio. Every week at this time, here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only acting legend from Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X, you just name it. He's done it. Great movies. Got your new movie out, right, on the website?
Highway 395 is smoking.
Go to freddryer.co and check that one out. Fred Dreyer, DRYER.co.
We've been getting a lot of purchases from people on Facebook.
So there you have it. We've been talking about this show on Facebook, and the lounge is here with you, as I mentioned, each and every week. And the one and only acting legend, the football legend, played with the New York Giants, was there for just a heartbeat with the Patriots, and, of course, with the Rams, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Now,
thank
we
you.
Mentioned that just before the break, that Colin Kaepernick is apparently trying to follow in your shoes, since he's hung it up and no one's signing him to be quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got a new gig. Apparently, there's a well-known, we don't know who, but a well-known casting director posted on a message board for managers and agents last week asking for someone representing Colin Kaepernick to get in touch with him. Casting director is currently working on a TV pilot, more notably a Pepsi commercial-inspired movie called Uncle Drew. And sports legends like Shaq, Reggie Miller, Chris Webber, Lisa Leslie going to be in this film. It's unclear the role that they're looking for Colin Kaepernick, but probably somebody that kneels.
Well, he kneels down to give a kid a Coke.
Is that what it's going to be?
They need a kneeler.
You probably have written it. That's probably
Well, they need a kneeler.
Yeah. So he's maybe going to be, who knows? This might be a big commercial thing.
And you
for
have to audition for that. You know, you got to come in and kneel.
Were you on this call?
You got to kneel for the producer and the director.
I won't go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the latest there for Collins. So maybe he's going to get some work.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. Now, what's this Eli Manning thing? He's going to be benched or something. What's this all about?
Here's the deal.
He's losing his job as a starting quarterback. It's Eli Manning, for God's sakes. Can't blame him.
That coach is terrible. The team's playing rotten. And, of course,
we picked them last week, and that was terrible.
You have to focus on something.
Yeah. And
what's interesting is I'm almost positive this coach will be fired after the season.
You think so?
I'm almost positive. I'm not
You're pretty
say.
Good on these things. We're going to talk to some about something else in a second here.
Yeah, but the point is, do you allow this coach to effectuate that move with your Hall of Fame quarterback?
Yes, he's a Hall of Famer, for gosh sakes.
You know, I mean, he's going to be, eventually. But my point is that that's not the way to handle this deal.
Yeah.
You know, what they should be doing, they should be, once you get in trouble like this, you just come to practice and you just tell people, we're running the ball every single play. We're going to force you people up front to block and to get down in the dirt and block. And we're going to run and we're going to block. And that's what we're going to do. And then the passing game kind of like starts to pop open a little bit and you start working your way back into a pass offense. But once you get down like this, it's a great franchise, and they've been successful.
They signed you, for God's sakes.
Yes, exactly.
Giants.
They knew what they were doing.
Their owner, John Mara, said, quoting now, maybe the timing of it could have been a little different. I wish I could have been there when that was all going down.
You mean he didn't know?
He was attending the owner's meetings in New York. I guess he did. And he says, what I did not expect, and this was my fault, maybe I was naive, I did not expect Eli to react by saying to go ahead and start the other guys. I understand, especially after speaking with him on Wednesday, I completely understand that that took me by surprise a bit, and maybe I would have handled that a little differently.
Yeah.
So apparently Eli declined an option to start Sunday against the Raiders, and Geno Smith is likely going to be there going on. Anyway, he handed over the reins after 14 seasons and 210 straight consecutive regular season starts. That's something. I've been watching the Giants, and it's like I just think the team is in a state of disarray. You think the coach is really a problem there, right?
Clearly.
Yeah.
And the other thing else is if you plan on getting rid of your quarterback,
right,
Eli Manning, then you're telling the team that they've got to go out and find a new leader,
yep,
a new champion, and there's this right now signifies that next year they're coming back with somebody else, or they're going to draft somebody. But you don't work out your laundry in front of people. You just simply tell him, look it, get out there and try to get us some wins here. And we're going to run the ball. We're going to effectuate an offense that's going to help you and help the team. And we'll worry about next year when next year comes. And in the meantime, as soon as the season's over, before the guy leaves the field, you fire the head coach and the entire staff.
Phillip Rivers, normally reserved from the Chargers, said, "I thought it was pathetic." End of quote.
Well, many do.
There you go. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, is the man. We call him the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game. In the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend and superstar, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
There's an asterisk on that record.
Why?
I did it because it was done on real turf.
Real turf.
Yeah.
Not your AstroTurf.
No.
Saw letters of the editor about that. If you missed it, we read them at the beginning of the show. You better listen to it at crntalk.com.
Go to Facebook. We put it up there.
Yeah, we put it up there. And go to crntalk.com and go check it out. crntalk.com/the Sports Lounge. You can check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, football, college football kind of waning down a little bit, getting ready for bowl games. But once again, the all-seeing, the all-known Sultan, who saw something happening like 2 weeks ago. He was talking about the coaching staff of USC. And now what do you have for us, Sultan? What's going
on? Look, this is a local story, certainly, so for you folks in earshot.
USC.
But it's a national deal because it's centered around the coaching staff at USC.
Right.
Todd Helton and his group of people. And I've always said this. The big thing about USC has been that the school's football program is based on the Heisman Trophy going to the quarterback every year. They go out and recruit and try to get the best quarterbacks and the best receivers in the country every single year, every decade. And they've done a pretty good job doing it. They've won a lot of football games doing it. But what's happened is that as time goes on, you know, I think you get away from the things that you should be doing, and that is controlling the line of scrimmage and dominating at the line of scrimmage. USC had all those great running backs, you know, Charles White, O.J. Simpson, you know, what's his name? What's the guy's name anyway? All the great SC running backs.
Mike Garrett.
Mike Garrett, but it's stemmed all the way from Mike Garrett in 1962, and they've had great running backs.
Yes.
And the philosophy was to control the line of scrimmage, force the opposing defenses to play hard at the line of scrimmage and stop you and break your will. And that's still the way to do it. And when you see the Oregons and you see all this all these offenses, these high-tuned offenses, really dominating the line of scrimmage. You know, a drop-back pass offense, you know, you call plays because you want to score through the air before you want to score on the ground because, you know, it you know, fortifies your philosophy of offense. So what's happened now is at USC, they've lost sight of the line of scrimmage. And I watch very closely that team, that school, and I watched my alma mater, San Diego State, which is doing fantastic. They're 10-2, by the way.
10-2, wow.
And they got Rashad, what's his name? I forgot his name. But they got a great running back there, too. But here at USC, what they're now stuck with is they can't seem to get out of and get an offense started. And they've reached a critical mass, and they cannot they don't play well. They're not coached, I believe, to fundamentally and technically control the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. So now the rumbling is that the entire staff will be replaced if they should they not perform very well here in the playoffs, and so. That means you've got T. Martin, the offensive coordinator, who was a quarterback at Tennessee. Tennessee's looking for a coach. perhaps T. Martin will go back to Tennessee. But the rumor is that Pendergrass, the defensive coordinator, who was in the NFL last couple of years,
right,
did pretty well in the NFL. But now he wants to go back to the NFL. So that staff is probably going to splinter. But if they don't play well in the playoffs, all of them could go. Helton, the head coach, all the way down.
Is gone.
I think they should go down. And here's the other thing. UCLA last week really put the heat on USC here in town by hiring Chip Kelly. And when they hired Chip Kelly, it really defined football here in Southern California between the two schools.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, Chip Kelly's offense, you know, the way he does it, like he did at Oregon, they're going to put a lot of heat. They're going to be a lot of great athletes. They have a complete different scheme, a different philosophy. They're not necessarily geared toward a quarterback standing back in the pocket and throwing for 400 yards a game and four touchdowns. That's not it. It's based on movement, execution, controlling the line of scrimmage, and big play offense. It's a very exciting. It's like Oregon, if you folks remember what Oregon used to be like. So that's what's coming to town, and SC alumni is shaking in their boots, believe me.
Yeah, and so this is kind of setting the stage for it. I mean, if the coaching staff's on the way out, you never can tell what's going to be coming up for it. We got to get your thoughts on all this, and as always, on every show, and we haven't done so here, you can give your thoughts to Fred on Twitter. Go to Fred_Dreyer. That's his handle on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can go to Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And don't forget his new website that's out there for you, FredDreyer.co. That's FredDreyer.co. Take care of all that for you as well, too.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And Fred, you're talking about, you know, already talking about coaching replacements for college football. So who will USC hire if they get rid of the coaching staff?
Well, that's the deal. What's the deal? SC has always been, we got to go to an alumnus. You know, we've got to go into the coaching ranks and get an ex-USC guy.
They always say that.
And that's been disastrous for people. You know, you know, if you look back in the last, since John Robinson left, you know, you look back on all that, they went outside and they went to a guy that the alumni said, "What are you doing?" That was Pete Carroll. And guess what? So he brings the program back like nobody has ever done it before.
Yeah.
And then after that, they went to Sarkisian, then they went to Kiffin, then they went to all these ex-SC guys. And, they also hired a bunch of other people in-house, which, you know, okay, fine. But is that as far as your imagination can take you? They've got to go out and get someone who just comes in and says, we're going to dispel all of this philosophy and all of the history of what USC football is. I'll define what it is. And here's what we're going to do. You get someone up there who's just going to run the ball. I'm going to tell you something. I watched the Stanford game when John Harbaugh took over Stanford and came to the Coliseum and ran Pete Carroll out of the Coliseum.
Really?
With three tight ends, single back, and brought the off guard, up and around on the defensive left end for the Trojans.
Yeah.
And they ran them. They just powered them. And Pete and those guys never made an adjustment. You know, I keep talking about at the line of scrimmage, how do you protect the edges? You know, and most of the schools today protect them with stand-up linebackers instead of down defensive linemen. And that is a big difference. The point of attack is a big difference. And USC loses the point of attack constantly. They beat the teams they should beat because they got great athletes and they score some points. And they do have a good offensive line. But you can't lose, you know, to Utah's. You can't lose to teams that you should beat. And you go back and you do the autopsy on these losses and you find out that you know here you are, you know, faced with the dilemma of having to push people off the ball, which is the name of the game. And SC has been very poor at that. You know, they got a great running back in this guy Jones, Ronnie Jones. You know, give him the ball 35 times a game. Make the opposing defenses play at the line of scrimmage. And they don't do it. And I would run. I see a linebacker coming over, a safety coming over at the end of the line of scrimmage. I would, right off tackle, I would run at that guy all day long. That's what I would do. I would force my will upon these people at the line of scrimmage.
Now, have you ever, in your thought process, thought about coaching? I mean, you were a color commentator. You, of course, the big acting legend, all that. But hey, you got a lot of thoughts and processes here. You analyze these games. You would go old school if you took over some.
I know what I'm doing.
I know. You ever thought about it?
Look. I'm 70 years old, so nobody.
Well,
nobody's going to hire me. So,
you know, I'd hire you if I had a team.
Well, of course you would. But
how old was old Bum Phillips? Good ball team, good ball.
We're both alcoholics, so we would work
good
well
ball
together.
Team, good ball club.
Well, that's the way to go on it, boys. Get it up in there.
Good ball team, good ball club.
Oh, Big Blue, that's the way to go.
You'd be kind of salty, I think. You'd be great as
I wouldn't. I would teach these guys.
You'd get upset with them.
I would show them how common sense rules the day. It's just common sense. Yeah. You got big guys, 6'5", 290 pounds. You got big guys who can run, who can think, who are sharp and young, got great bodies. And they have to learn how to use their hands and have the discipline to look and have patience at the line of scrimmage. I don't see it.
You don't see it, do you? You don't see it. The patience is not there.
No, it's not like I'm picking on somebody, but they're the hometown team, and I root for them. You know, Marlon McKeever and I used to go over to see Pete Carroll every once in a while over on a Monday after a big game, and they were really going great. They had Reggie Bush and all these guys, and Leinart and all these guys, and they were just pounding people up. And it was just a simple case of, we're going to run this kid up the middle between the tackles. We're going to run him and run him and run him. Then we're going to dump the ball off. We'll dump the football off a little bit. But they had a pacing, and the pacing is set not by pass protection. Pacing is set by run blocking. It's run blocking that sets the pace and the heartbeat for the team.
And if you set the pace, you can win the game, because now you're in control of the game, right?
Yeah, you're not, anyway.
So it's the run blocking that sets the pace then, is that what
you mean? Yeah, McKeever was a linebacker and a tight end. He was at USC. He's a big alum in there, and he passed away here several years ago, and he was a good friend. And
Marlon McKeever, we used to go
over, we used to go over there, the McKeever twins, remember?
Yeah.
We used to go over there and see Pete and hang around and watch what they were doing. And ask some questions here and there. You got to be careful when you ask coaches questions.
Why?
Well, because they can interpret it a different way.
They get a little ticked off.
Well, you just don't want to. You just say, "Hey, I'm glad to be here, Pete, and thanks for having us, and great to see practice, and great to see the coaches in the film room and all that stuff." And then
and then
you move on.
You never asked them why he didn't do this or that.
You wish him well. And I did talk to one of the coaches over there a little bit about controlling the line of scrimmage. He kind of looked at me and went, that's right. Yeah. I mean, they all know, but they all have an interpretation of how to do it themselves.
We'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, right here from CRN. To the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the one and only Sultan of Safeties, a record that, as we mentioned in the show, will stand the test of time. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Email time, freddreyer@crntalk.com. From our mailbag this week, Mark says, "Hi, Fred. I always love your show, Hunter. Always been my favorite TV show since I was a kid. I have the complete series. Thanks for the wonderful shows."
Well, thank you so much for the great fanship. And thanks for the wonderful following, and have a great Merry Christmas.
That may be in the Webster's next year.
It's a real word. It's a real word.
Fanship. Oh. I like that. Drew has said, "Good morning." Apparently, this is just in the mornings. "Good morning, and I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Do you do any public appearances or conventions?" Now, that's something. People might want to see you somewhere.
Well, I don't do a lot of stuff like that.
I saw you speak at the Reagan Library.
Well, I do that. Every once in a while, I get excited that I've got something to say, and people would listen, so I go out and talk to them.
You used to write letters to the editor, and we should get you back out to the Reagan Library again. That was kind of fun when you were there.
It was fun.
Should we talk to them and see if we can get you out there?
Well, why not? See what happens.
I'll get my Reagan pen that I bought out there, and I think it's
I've got all my Reagan red, white, and blue flag pencils.
Well, yes, you do, and yes.
Oh, Nancy, it's a horsey outside.
Just say no. That's all. Just say no. Pamela Johnson said to the real Fred Dreyer, "Good show, Mr. Dreyer. Congratulations on your recent must-deserve honor by the military."
How about that?
Was that great on your show?
It's very humbling, and I greatly appreciate it. Those guys were very sincere, and I really thank them. I wish them a very Merry Christmas.
Email Fred, freddreyer.com. Disturbing news coming during that break from Fred Dreyer. Let's talk a little baseball
opt
here.
Opt out.
Who's going to opt out, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's in his contract, Kershaw's contract to
Clayton Kershaw that may
he,
opt
that
out.
He, that he could opt out.
He
I mean,
could.
There's a chance he could do that. Maybe he wants to go back to Texas and spend.
I don't know, because the Houston Astros, who won the World Series, $438,901.57 bonus check to each and every one of those
God
players.
God bless them.
That's the most, the highest in league history. The Giants in 2014 got $392,000. But the Astros, the Dodgers, don't feel bad for them. They made about $260,000 each, $259,722.14. And the New York Yankees got $138,000. The Cubs, $133,000. The Diamondbacks, $40,000. The Red Sox, $36,000. Cleveland, $36,000. Washington, $36,000. Rockies, $18,000. And the Twins, $18,000. That's a little bit of a payout there.
You know what I got for my Super Bowl loss?
What'd you get?
$7,500.
That's it?
Yeah.
What is wrong with those numbers? I'll tell you. Here's a deal. Carlos Beltran, I guess he's through being a player, and he interviewed to be the manager, possibly, of the New York Yankees. Come on, the Yankees? With all their great managers, you would have Carlos Beltran as the manager? What do you think? Has he got that baseball knowledge? Is he baseball savvy? What do you think, Fred Dreyer?
I have no idea. All I know is, didn't the...
Nine-time All-Star.
Didn't the Red Sox hire Joey Cora?
I believe so.
You know, he was the bench coach for Houston.
Yeah, Beltran won his first World Series title with Houston this season. He would leave now and become a manager. That Astros manager, A.J. Hinch, is he going to be manager of the year, do you think, turning the Astros around?
Well, didn't he already win that?
I think
no,
so.
No, you know who won?
Who won it?
The Arizona coach.
Oh, anyway, so Beltran met with the Yankee Stadium over there. They also, the bench coach Rob Thompson, former Cleveland-Seattle manager Eric Wedge, San Francisco bench coach Hensley Mullins, former big league third baseman Aaron Boone, and Chris Woodward, the Dodgers third base coach, was also, they've been interviewed for the job with the Yankees. Chris Woodward, he's the guy that sends him in, you know, rolls that arm around.
Third base coach?
Yeah. I don't think you want to lose that guy. He seems pretty good. I like that guy. Dodgers, Dave Roberts put together a pretty good coaching staff over there. Do you think the Dodgers will sign Darvish back to the starting rotation?
I think they've seen enough of you. I think they've seen enough.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it's clear that you, under pressure, has no command.
Really?
Well, don't you think?
Yeah, he lost two games. You can't lose two games.
You cannot put this guy, you can't trade for a guy like that and say, look, we're trading for you, guy, because we got to get ready for the World Series. And we want you to dominate because you're going to be the second pitcher behind Kershaw. You cannot give him two starts in the World Series and have him pitch that bad.
He was telegraphing those pitches.
Well, I don't know if it's telegraphed. I don't think his problem was telegraphed.
Well, I could tell. I don't know if you saw the game or not, but when he just before his windup, he'd go, fastball, and then he'd throw the pitch.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say he was winking.
Curve.
But you can't give that guy the baseball and have him go out there and throw like that.
That's true.
I mean, that's, you know, you got to pull the guy. I mean, that I would have pulled. And guess what? Based on that, I'd have never, based on the game three, I'd have never, ever started him on game seven here in L.A. I'd have never started him.
Do you want to be manager of a baseball team now, too, besides coaching in the NFL? You'd be good in either one.
Yeah.
You're a former baseball player. A lot of people know you're a former pitcher.
Yeah.
Who'd you pitch for? Long Beach?
Lawndale High School.
Lawndale High School.
Yeah. Whatever that was.
Hey, don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, and go to his website. Highway 395, the new movie, is up there at FredDreyer.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Lugo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here. Final segment of the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the incredible Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the sports superstar. And we got another email here for you. And I got a note that came in this week. But first, Matt emails Fred Dreyer at freddreyer.com. He says, "Hi, Fred. Thanks for years of entertainment. How about the Rams this year? Do you think they'll make it to the Super Bowl? Much respect, Matt."
How about that? You know, you get lucky. That's all you got to do. Stay healthy. Get lucky. You never can tell. There's not that many teams out there that really knock me out. They're in the top six teams in the NFL.
Yeah, well, they surprised us because we thought they were going to lose last week, and they won. So
yeah, they did.
See again. Here's a note to us. An email that came in said, "Hello, Fred. I discovered the Sports Lounge while binge-watching Hunter on YouTube."
That's the way to do it.
You, your sense of humor, and Michael Horn are great. I'm looking forward to your thoughts about Eli Manning benched for Geno Smith. We talked about that earlier. Take care, and God bless. They're from Julie, and she says, "Two thumbs up for the City of Angels background."
See, how about that? You know, you change the little things, and there's people out there who pick up on those things.
That's it.
It's much better than a sports background, a football stadium. That's boring, but we put the downtown Los Angeles skyscape in there, and you picked it out. Great. Yeah, God bless
you.
Very
good.
Now, and Merry Christmas, by the way.
What do you think of anything add to the benching of Eli Manning?
No, he'll figure it out. He's making $22 million a year.
He's signed for a few more years, too, right?
He's got two more years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they got to put him back in. It's a team that stinks.
Well, here's the deal.
Right.
He's got some leverage to next year or as soon as the season's over with.
Yeah.
He can just simply say, you know something, I'd like to go to the following team. I'd go to Minnesota and be their quarterback.
Hey, Fran Tarkington did that from the Giants. When you played with Fran, he went to Minnesota, had a great career there,
sure.
For God's sake. From your lips to God's ears, let me tell you.
Who knows?
Hey, I want to remind you that you can go ahead and email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. His Facebook's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget, you can Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Plus your movie, right, you're getting a lot of stuff off Facebook for Highway 395.
Yeah,
people downloading it, right?
People are decided that this would be a great holiday gift. It's a great, great movie. Go take a look at it, FredDryer.co.
Fred Dryer. Final thoughts from you, or we got to get out of here?
Well, listen, it's been a great time spending some time with you, and we look forward to it next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.